not so affluent, but quite live. Not as affluent as the people in Belmead or the people in, I don't know, Hickory Island area.
And do any of these neighborhoods have their own financial sections or shopping districts?
All of them do.
Okay.
Yeah, all of them do.
For instance, Belmead, is there a certain...
Yeah, Belmead has, I think it's called Westgate. Yeah, it's on Highway 70, which if you're coming in from Memphis on the old highway, that would be the first thing you'd hit when you got to, you know, right before the Davidson County line or right after the Davidson County line would be Westgate, and that is the immediate shopping area in the Belmead area. It's, you know, just right on the outskirts of Belmead.
Okay. Now, where would you say rich people live?
Belmead.
And middle class neighborhoods?
I don't know. The middle class is scattered. It's scattered fairly even through the other two sections, north, east, and south. The west would be where I would say that the, you know, the upper echelon of the rich and the upper middle would live. The rest would be scattered throughout pretty evenly, I would suspect, through the other county, through the other north, south, east sections.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about very poor?
Very poor, mostly right in the heart of the city, just like any other city. Five blocks from Broadway, you know, would be where you're very poorly, right here in the heart of the city.
Okay, can you tell me about some of the local landmarks and well-known places around here? I know they're really low.
I don't know, local landmarks. We have the old Natchez Trace Trail, and I don't know why I thought of that first.
Yeah, well, I haven't heard about this one. What is it?
It's just, you know, an old trail that it shows up in all the maps and all that kind of thing. And every time I look at a map, I look on it to see if it's there. But Natchez Trace, of course, is, you know, an old Indian trail that was here in the Nashville area. It goes through the Middle Tennessee area. It goes all the way through the Middle Tennessee area. What else we have? We have the Hermitage, the home of Andrew Jackson. TSU football.
Okay.
That's a landmark to me now. It may not be to everybody, but, you know. What else do we have? We have Music Row. I think that's coming along. I don't know, you know, how much of a landmark that would be, but I think sooner or later it's going to fit into that category. You know, people come here to do recordings. And it is a pretty large area. I think they have all the facilities out there to do any kind of recording that you would want, you know. You have everybody from Perry Como to Eartha Kitt to Johnny Cash records there, you know. So it must be pretty good.
Now, where is Music Row?
It's about three blocks that away. It's right up the hill here off of 16th, 17th, 15th, 14th. 16th and 17th, right over here on the street. Oh, and of course the Grand Ole Opry and the Opryland.
How do you feel about that?
Well, there are two kinds of music that I don't like. And that happens to be one of them. The old, you know, banjo picking kind, I don't particularly care for. I'll listen to it, but I don't particularly care for it. And real, real old black spirituals, I don't care for those either. But other than that, I like basically classic music, the kind that you get on the FM station.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe more conservative in nature than wild and woolly. You know?
If you were flying home from New York, where would your plane land?